I wouldn't do anybody the disservice of creating fluff pieces. So much of what I say is not to be offended by. You shouldn't be anyway. Just the problem. If I tell you what you want to hear or what you're comfortable with accepting, and you've already made it a habit not to push your boundaries and to extend as far as how far you push your skills, what you're willing to accept, trying harder to reach your potential, which you never do reach your full potential, by the way. Because, you know, they say, live to your potential. And I say it too. All that means is where your potential is now. By the time you get closer to it, you acquire more skills, you acquire sharper vision, the roof will always raise on that. And that's much of the reason I have rocky friendships with people now, is because they're not raising their roof. And I didn't sneak up on them. They could see that I was aiming to improve. I'm about getting this win, man. I'm not trying to play around and act like I don't understand why we're not getting it. So it just came to me clear. And rules and codes for how to carry yourself and what to look for, what to do, and what to stop doing. So, you know, I noticed people just falling off around me. And they were not changing. Which is fine, you know. But I don't expect them to. But it's almost as if by my action, I gave them a choice. See, how much do you value our friendship? Do you value it enough to fly with me? If you see that I'm improving and I'm pushing at a target, at some point you're either helping me get at this target, or I'm trying to maintain dragging you and moving my wheels at the same time, which eventually one of the others got to happen. You got to start moving your wheels, or I got to drop you off. There's only so far I could drag somebody. One, you're slowing me down. Two, you're going to wear me out. So this big surprise people act like they have. I think the surprise is genuine. Like, they believe in how cool we are to the point where he just ain't going to stop messing with me like that. You know what I mean? Like, so part of them is hard-headed and won't accept that. But I will drop you off. It's not like in mean fashion, I'm going to just stop talking to you. I'm going to stop dealing with you. It's not coming in that form. What it is that you're really giving me not much of a choice here. We've established. See, when you meet a lot of people you're cool with, it's because you have common ground. Before you even know that person's character well, you bond on something. Like people who play basketball, a lot of your friends come from playing basketball. The basketball court. That's what y'all have in common. Their background could be a whole lot of things. You're not diving into that typically. That's not the first thing you get into. Usually the commonality most of the time is going to be that you play basketball, and you'll extend out from there. So friends I had is because we did common things. If we lose what we have in common or common purpose. See, on a small scale, you do have a common purpose. You do this, it's fun, you both do it. But when you elevate to a point where you're pushing at a vision, where you can acknowledge, all of us can sit around. If I had all the people I knew around me right now and I said, do you want to win? They'd all say, yeah. Right? Do you want to win at life? Do you want to be successful? They always say, yeah. Right? And what'll happen is, as you get further along and you start to ascend, you'll ask those same people. And they'll even start to take on slogans and mantras you have about winning. You know, are you winning? I'm all about getting this W. Whatever it is, the things you say amongst each other, right? But soon you'll see that's empty, because they're saying it, they're screaming true, but their actions don't reflect it. You don't see the growth. You don't see them trying to raise their roof. And I can, come on, stop doing that. Once I get the finger pointing and dragging to a certain extent, then it becomes some resentment from their end. Because the stance they'll start to take on. Now, they won't just acknowledge, you know what, I really don't want it like I say I do. They'll still come up with reasons when you're talking. Like, so-and-so got a better look than me. They have better opportunity than me. Why it won't work for me? Why does it work for other people and not me? And when you're crying the same story, like, it's not working for me either. That's your common ground. So you still got that in common. But if they're doing them, why isn't it working for me? Why? And then you start to give them solution, because we are about this win, so we say. So if I say, okay, do this, do that. They'll kind of brush it off, which is where the issue is starting. Because two things are happening. I'm starting to get the results I want. I see the direction and I'm charging at it. It's costing me more effort, more energy. If you're not focused, you're going to be wearing on your willpower to climb. So basically, somebody who does not have the drive, for real, they're going to resist that. They're going to deflect. When you say something to them, okay, see, it just kind of happens out the blue for them. Let's say you don't see me for 2 months. And the last time you saw me, I kind of picked up on your complaining, your victim. Oh, it won't happen. It can't happen. As an able-bodied free man, you're playing the victim. Okay, you see me that time. And okay, I kind of share that common ground with you. That's before I get it. But then you see me at some point later, and now I'm starting to pick up on a route to take. I'm starting to get rid of my excuses why I can't do it. And I'm starting to understand why I can. So the next time you're doing your complaining, which is our common ground, which is our thing that sparks the conversation, the low vibration conversation, you know, it's so hard, it's so tough. But now I don't feel there anymore. So you're saying it, and I'm not agreeing with that. So there's a little bit of separation, because you're like, why is he acting funny now? We don't have our common thread to expand on anymore. Then you see me sometime later, and now when you bring up, because I'm getting sharper, now when you bring up, and it's rough, man, we should add this, we should add that, we should be at a, now I got a list of reasons why it's not happening. Ooh, then it gets into, you not wanting to accept those reasons within yourself, so you deflect. Yeah, them, they don't get it. Instead of saying, yeah, you're right, I don't get it. I'm not making the moves. I'm not really about this win. Until further down the line, you meet up with them again and you have conversations again. Now it's, I can point out what you're doing and I can show you what to do to get the results. So you don't have much wiggle room to bluff me anymore. Because now I'm doing it, I understand it. I understand what's happening. I understand what I'm seeing. I dropped off my reasons why I can't as an able-bodied free man. And I see where I'm going. So now when you bring up something, I'm like, yeah, this is the deal. This is what it stems from. This is why you feel that way. This is why you're burning your resources in this area. This is what you're looking at. This is why it's happening. This is the correlation between where you are and what they had and why they got the why they got to where they got. And this is where you can get there. You see? So I can point out what you can do to get there, why you're not getting it, and how you can get there. Now the wiggle room to play victim and I don't get it kind of wears off. It's out the window. So now I'm telling you this, that, and the other. I'm giving you an actionable plan now. And all our conversations are this way currently. Actionable plan. So now you can't get around and we don't have the common ground. And you complaining and moaning that it's tough out here. Yeah, I probably can't get you everything you want. But oh, I can step you in a direction. So now we get to the point where those are things about yourself that you deny. But I can point it out. Boom, 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 boom. This, that, and other. Do this, do that, do that, do that. This worked for me. We got common ground, right? You claim we're brothers, right? Well, okay. If I can do this, you can do this. Bam, bam, bam. This is what I did. Now, I'm not just saying where we can go. I'm telling you what I did that you can follow. Actionable steps. Boom, 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 boom. You like what I got? You like the results I got in this area? Boom. Do this, do that, do that. So now they start to feel exposed. Which wasn't the intention. But see, what do you want? Do you want to feel good or do you want the victory? Do you want to look like my peer or do you want me to doing you the service of showing you the way? In order for me to show you the way, I can't act like we're peers no more. Now I'm going to be teaching you. Boom, 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 boom. This, that, and other. Step one, step two, step three. Now I'm here at step 27, but I can't give you step 27 until you internalize the early steps. Now they would do the, yeah, I get it, yeah, I understand, yeah, and not apply it. They even tried to act like you don't get it. Now, at your convenience, you're as smart as me. Now you don't get it. So all that wears off. You don't have room to land all that. There's only so much bluffing you can do. So that's where's resentment. Why you think you, who you, why you, if you're doing so good, then that's when you get into that. And see, they learned that from being around the women in their life. They came up in these, what they call a matriarchal, where the women run things. Even if it's not a single family situation, a single mother house, a single parent, the women still dominate their environment, these certain guys in particular. So they do the what my mama them do, what my auntie them do. You understand? They get into their feminine pelican, neck rolling ways. And I know where they're coming from because I understand how they got there. But those are not things you want to accept at the root level. So if you don't accept that, when we get to building up into the branches, you're not prepared to be there. So you deny how you got there. You deny the emotions that are causing you to be combative with the intel. And then these guys act like I'm acting funny. See that? And then they hope I fail. And the problem is also they want to have these back and forth, pouted out. I'm upset with you because you called me out on something. So, you know, instead of me just saying that and keeping it true, I'm going to act like I'm upset with you because you're supposed to back and forth with me because that's what my women do. That's how I waste my time with my women. That's how me and other emotional guys do it. We have ego fest. But the problem is I'm me. And now the last time you saw me, I'm sharper since then. So there's more of a gap. So I'm not going to go back and forth. And that's what you're waiting on. I'm not going to go back and forth. And see, I started this with talking about how I think it's women who really don't like it. I point out certain things about how you're carrying yourself and why it's leading to the results you're getting. But at some point, you got to be strong enough to accept. I called it self-awareness, self-control, self-discipline. I did a podcast on that. Meaning, first, self-aware. Why am I acting this way? What am I truly driven by? I say I want to get to point A, and my point A is over there. Or I'm at point A and I want to get to that point B. What am I driven by? I think I'm driven by results. I think I'm driven by wanting to win. But ultimately, when the emotion's burning, when I get to my emotion, when my burning desire comes to the surface, when I'm burning down to emotions and the true fuel of what has me going, does it lead me to that next step? Does it lead me to that point B I think I'm going to? Or do my emotions lead me somewhere else? And that's where the misalignment is. Oh. Self-awareness. Self-control is being able to slow down and eventually stop on that bad habit. Which you can't do if you don't identify and accept it. Which is the first step that throws 98% of your people off. So they can't get to the self-awareness, self-control to stop it, because they won't accept what the problem is. And then they have to stop it. They have to stop habit, which you have to do not on one sit down. I can't sit with you and say it once and it makes sense and you can apply it. This is daily practice, daily to stop the old habit and create a new one, which means you have to accept intel, which means you have to accept and listen to and adhere to direction to get to your self-discipline, where you've created a new habit and now you create the discipline to where you stay on it, to where this is your new direction. Give yourself braces to stay in this direction until it is engraved and ingrained into what you do, and this is now your new habit. So women don't like to accept that I point out certain things about how they carry themselves, but they have to accept this. Now, when I was speaking of my friends, those were male. But it's along the same vein because they share these feminine tendencies. Now, back to my women, how I started this whole podcast talking about, right? I can tell you what you want to hear. See, there's two reasons a guy won't tell you what the deal is. It's this. A, he's not tight enough to pick up on it. He's not sharp enough to. In most cases. Trust me. A lot of what's being said, it makes common sense. I get it. That makes sense. But truth is, you ain't heard it this way. Why you ain't heard it this way? See, you can acknowledge it. Yeah, I get it. That makes sense. Yeah, I get it. But being that you can't think of it long enough to hold the thought, to have it grow in your mind to where you can articulate it properly, which is the problem you run into with the men you deal with. They can't point it out, so they can't tell you if they wanted to. See, we can sit them in a room and I can say, and it can make sense. They're like, yeah, that makes sense. We be in agreement about that. But the men you deal with are not sharp enough to point that out and put it into words. They're not. They're distracted by all this shit that don't matter. The ball game, the lottery number, the lottery dreams. If I had that car, I'd get. If I had that house, I'd get. If I had people knowing I had this money, I could get. Everything's fueled by the emotions. So they can't concentrate on anything long enough to make sense out of things. That's your first problem. Men will not point it out to you because they can't see it. Second is, even if he could, chances are, he wants something from you. He does not want to jeopardize his chances of a physical interaction with you, physical pleasure with you. And he knows not to say anything to ruffle your feathers, to ruin his chances by his perception. See, when I talk to you, I don't need nothing from you. I should reiterate that. So I don't have no problem telling you the deal because I don't care. Because I care. I can't candy coat cotton candy what I'm saying to you because you ain't going to get it. And this is where it's like dealing with the guys I talk to. If I put it in general terms and I make it so sweet sounding, you can easily deflect, not let it land. Yeah, people don't get it. But it's got to be enough of it that you can identify with to where you know this is you doing this as well. Then it can land some. And I have to point it out. And a lot of what I do, the titles kind of make women think it's going to be a fluff piece. You know, like why men lie about wanting relationships. And you come off like it's going to be a fluff pander to the females piece. So you get to listening and it's like, yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. And you laughing because you think I'm about to clown men in it. You think I'm about to bow down and you think I'm about to, you know, lay down for you. Pander. So you listening and, you know, yeah. Like placate. That's what you think's coming. Because the title, Why Men Lie About Wanting Relationships. And I point out things you know to be true. And you're listening to it like, yeah, that makes sense. But by the end of it, when I get to the real, see, you don't got the wiggle room to act like I'm not making sense no more. You get to put it under the umbrella of, I don't agree with. Yeah, it makes sense, but I don't agree with. When really I don't agree with means it's to be interpreted as, in most cases, I do not want to accept, ... So by the time you listen to 2/3 of it and you, you're right. You can't get to the end and act like I don't know what I'm talking about then. See that? You don't get to do that. Because you agreed, boom. This is also true. You don't get to do the, who's he? What? I had somebody say that to me. Who are you to say? Where'd you get this information from? Where are you? Trust me, I'm like the sharpest thing under the sun. When it gets to certain topics, I know exactly what I'm talking about. I done all that simping. If you a man, I know when you simping, boy. I know when you bowing down. Simping, over sympathetic. I know when men are simping. I know when they are soft. I know why they're being soft. I understand it because I done all that simping. I've been the clown calling women's phone and begging, doing this Jodeci and boys to men. Dog, I know all about that simping. Now it's hard for you to imagine it now, but yeah, I've done it. I know where it comes from. And we all have I still keep a healthy amount of it to be able to get the intuition of what I'm picking up on. Oh, I get it. See, it has to burn a little for me to understand what's happening. So you don't desensitize yourself to it completely. There you go. Now, women, I understand what I'm talking about. And you can't agree 2/3 of the way through and then I don't know what you're talking about. Disregard it. See, if you keep doing the same things, you never accept new intel. If you deny what you're doing wrong. And see, it's not even necessarily wrong. That's by perception. But if I'm pointing out what's correct for the bulk of this thing, and then 80% in, you're going to be like, oh, that's not true, though. I don't agree with that. Now you don't want to accept that. That's the problem you're having. You live in a fantasy land, and men around you don't want to jeopardize their chances of smashing. So they'll let you live in it if they're strong enough and sharp enough to pick up on what you're doing. But they don't care enough. He's so in lack. He's worrying about him, me, I. I said this before. I've heard coping versus thriving. He's so trying to get by and in lack, me, I, that he's not even thinking about your side. He doesn't have the empathy and can't hold it long enough to care about why you're frustrated, to understand why you're frustrated. But me being around you, I'm going to put you up. Remember, I naturally coach. If you around me, you're going to get this game. You're going to get some game. Because if you want a conversation while I'm on the phone with you for an hour, about 40 minutes of it going to be me full clipping. Unless you're talking. Now, that's going to be on my end. If I talk for an hour, you're going to get 44 minutes of heat. Because we could talk about the gossip. We could talk about, you know, whatever the said reality show is. We could talk about whatever TV shows you watch. So-and-so did that. Yes, girl. We could do all that. Come on, dog. If you're talking to me, you're going to be revealing some things. I'm going to ask you questions to find out about you. And I'll be picking up on things without you probably realizing it. Because I'm not taking in so much of this. I'm the type of female. See me. See, what kind of, oh, they do that? What kind of females you mess with? I'm not going for all that jive and bluff. You're not having that conversation right now. Now, that worked all the way up until this point, and it's going to work after you get off the phone. But I'm not going for all that. I'm not picking up on this image you're trying to portray. I'm picking up on what you're saying, why you're saying it. Now, I take the information here and there, but your perception of why your last situation didn't work, I kind of take that. But I'm reading into who you are and things that drive you, what you truly want by how you're speaking. What do you get excited about talking about? What do you gloat about without even realizing it? And what do you say because it's like standard? I'm supposed to say this. This sounds correct. This is what I'm supposed to say. I'm picking up on all these things. So when you talk, thinking you rocking me to sleep with all that, I'm picking up on the real. And then I come back and relay the real to the masses. And now, you know, you don't want to accept it. Here's the last piece I'm going to leave you with. And this is some bomb ass game. I had this on the second installment of Solid Game, but I haven't put it out yet. So I'm going to leak this to you early. Do I think all women are the same? Obviously not. Do they share certain characteristics, way of doing things on a large scale? Basically, yeah, most of them probably do. So I do generalize. But here's the thing. Here's what throws you off. And this is why when I deal with women, they're predictable and they don't understand how. They think what they're doing is like some slick thing. And you know what I mean? Like, I'm going to get him to chase me. I'm going to get him to bow down. All these things they think they're going to get me to do, here's a problem you're running into. I've dealt with you about 75 times before I met you one time. Because every woman is their own individual and they have their own direction and they're going down the street, they're their own person, they're their own mind. But once a woman hops on emotion's back, think of emotion as a bus riding down the street. Once you leave your feet, leave your cool, leave your calm, leave your rational mind to jump on emotion's back, and all you ladies jump on emotion's back at some point or another. Think of emotion as a bus riding down the street. It dictates where you go and how fast you get there. See, you're your own individual till you hop on emotion's back. And then you're every other woman. So you're predictable at that point. I can't tell exactly what she's going to do, but I get a good understanding of where her mind's at. Because I can't read you well. I only can go by what you're telling me, what I'm picking up on. But once you jump on emotion, once you leave your feet of logic to jump on emotion's back, you get on that bus, it determines where you go. So you're your own individual. Basically, you are unique until you jump on emotion's back. So all I say, the one thing that makes women the same is they all think they're different. So when they get emotional and they do things for emotional, egotistical reasons, they're predictable. So it's hard to bait somebody real into a trap like that because they understand. I done seen you so many times. I done played that thing wrong so many times. I done played it right so many times. So I got the reference points to understand what you're doing. I'm like 400 steps ahead of a lot of it. Think of me as being on top of the game looking down at it. I'm looking down. I'm watching and waiting for you to do something like that. So, and the problem is also, now, this is the deal too. And men, listen to this. I act as dumb as you want me to act. And because your reality is for men to only be a D+, and you run your C- game, it works, you know? So your whole thing is, I'm supposed to go for anything you throw at me. Because I'm blinded by wanting you physically, right? So I act as dumb as you need me to act. I even do stuff like that often. Like, I have text messages where I do stupid stuff. Like, I send pictures of sandwiches or a picture of a rock. Just stupid stuff. Like, why you send me that? Just something to make you laugh. And like, this guy's a fool. Like, just emojis. I send emojis of anything. Like, it doesn't even make sense. Why you send that? Doesn't apply to nothing we talk about, just like out the blue. So I play to the, this guy has no sense. He can't possibly pick up on things I do, you know. But that's just my character. If you're around me, I do stupid stuff like that. That's just how I carry myself. So when you talk to me, I'll also play like I'm not sharp. Like, okay, yeah. Not because I'm trying to play dumb. It's because it's not my place. Look what I know. I know how you carry yourself. I know what you're thinking as you're doing it before you do it. It's not my place to pound my chest and look how smart I am and bab, bab, bab. And I'm not trying to impress you with what I know. So I don't get in and look what I know. Look what I know. I'm not trying to impress you. So you could think I'm D+ with the last guy, and the guy after that, and the guy before that, and the guy before that. And the next guy you're going to meet, and the guy after that, I can act D+ and let you think I'm D+. That's fine. And you're thinking like, I almost got him. He ain't go for it. He getting lucky. Nah. I can see most of what you're doing before you're doing it. So once in a while, in between me sending stupid texts that don't mean nothing, incoherent, it's just like, whatever. Once in a while, the balance, you'll get this sharp dose of game. Like, whoa. You understand? Okay, that's the balance. Because when you're around me, it's going to be a balance. I'm going to be fun a lot. A lot of stuff. I'm like, I don't know that. I take pride in that. Man, I don't know. You tell me. I ask questions. You just think I'm all the way not with it sometimes. I make jokes. Like, if we get a flat tire, I don't know what we're going to do. You're going to need a man for that. You understand? Because part of me is playing on me being non-manly sometimes. I don't change tires. I don't work on cars. So I make jokes out of stuff like that. I'll sit and play the background and then boom. When the situation calls for it, I'll come flying out of nowhere and this, that, and other. No, I'm not serious. Or no, I'm not telling you I'm serious. You're picking up on it. I went from not serious to serious, and I didn't say I'm serious this time. It's just a tone. It's going to come. It's in me. Like, I can blend in. But if it called me to come grab this scene and call the shots, that's what's going to happen. I mean, it's just there. It's in me. So, yeah, you get thrown off by that balance sometimes. Or where I just sit, yeah. And then, boom. Out of the blue. So, that to say, yeah, I kind of rock you to sleep sometimes. Because you kind of don't know who you're dealing with. Because if you act dumb enough, they'll try to run anything by you. And see, that's where you get into, you'll run me anything if I go for it. That's how I know your intentions. You reveal it. All I got to do is sit back and play dumb long enough. And because you think I'm dumb long enough, you'll send me in any direction. Because if I did go for it, you would have me doing this, doing that. And now a situation we got where it's us. I think we, for us. Once I'm the guy who doesn't get it, I'm the guy that bows down, and I'm the guy that's being led by you, now it becomes I think, you know what I want, you know what I like, it becomes that. So, all the way back to what I'm saying. Don't be in denial about who you're talking to and what I'm saying. You always ask yourself this. And this is back to my men as well. Y'all can share this together. You understand? Men and women, sit down. Both hear this simple thing here. When you hear me say something, your first checkpoint isn't, well, did I like hearing it? Did it feel good to my emotions? I'm so emotional. You understand? Man, that's you. I mean, you got that bad. Like I said, it derailed friendships. Soft, fragile. Men and women, first question isn't whether it feels good. Whether it feels good to my emotions. All you're worrying about, it doesn't make sense or not. Did what I say make sense? That's all you're looking for. That's it. You can deflect. You can throw your guard up. You can say, well, what about you? I told the dude, look, man. I pointed out for him, you could do this, that, and the other. I said, man, when it comes down to being great, dog, this is what makes certain people great. This is the difference. This is the deal. Of course, naturally, because he's been feminized. What makes you great? What makes you great? You don't want to hear me say all that. Because if you want me to go down and listen to that, you're really going to be burnt up. We'll be sitting here all day. So let's not do that. How about you just concentrate on you being great? And that's that. You let me handle mine. You understand? That's the problem with my men. You've been feminized, boy. Get out of there. Stop hanging around all them women all day, soaking in that femme energy without even realizing it. Align yourself with the correct people, man. Judge yourself by the correct people. I shouldn't be having friends drop off. I mean, I got people that's still going to look out, but I actually had people who tried to sabotage my operation, which is ugly, man. And it's just emotions, because it's not even thinking. Like, I could easily clap back on that. I got the resources to do it. If you keep reaching up, eventually it's nothing for me to slap down. But it's not big enough. I understand where you're coming from. I know you're hurt. Your feelings are... That's what you really want to say, dog. You want to say your feelings are hurt. Go ahead and say it, man. Go ahead and say your feelings are hurt. Go ahead and say it just like that. Verbatim. Women accept information. Men accept information. Now, this doesn't mean run with everything I say. But if it makes sense, listen, internalize, apply. Freeze this, freeze that.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.